101.3's Fashionista is the lovely and talented Joan Lincoln.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. So I had an opportunity to be part of the Savvy Women on Social Media interview group.
All
and
right.
And I'll be posting my interview over the next couple of days. But it was really kind of very flattering to be considered as a savvy woman of social media.
Are you a savvy woman? You're a savvy woman, but is it of social media? Because I know that you've had issues in the past.
I have I've had a lot of issues in the past. But, you know, when I wrote my business plan 10 years ago for my first business, you know, social media was not my thing. I probably had a flip phone back then.
Yeah,
who knows?
Exactly.
But, you know, being on Facebook and then, you know, followed by Instagram, you know, it was just not in the forefront of my mind. Well, anyways, fast forward 10 years. I actually find it quite entertaining and interesting. And yes, my three daughters guide me because they are all very up to date on what you can do and shouldn't do on social media.
So have you learned anything? You must have learned something.
Have I learned anything? Yeah, I've learned, you know, to keep my politics at bay.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that's the thing. You don't, I look at it this way. You don't want to anger half your audience.
Right.
You want everybody to buy from you. We want everybody to listen. We're not that, you know, that's your private life. This is your public life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's a smart way to go.
Yesterday, I was interviewed for like an entire hour live. And that's the video that I'll be sharing.
And what were they asking you on that? What were they asking you? What were the things they were covering in the interview?
Well, the host, Michelle, was, you know, she was curious about COVID and how it affected me personally and in my business. And, you know, so we went over all of those interesting challenges. And, you know, it was fun because, you know, she was really introducing me to her audience, her group that may not have heard about Panache at this point. So, you know, it was a really great platform for me to be involved in. And I felt like most of the girls, I think, in the group, excuse me, I could be their mother. So I'm much older than they are.
Yes. Well, hey, better late than never. And I know you don't do pretty much anything online because your business, you need people to come into the store, correct?
I am an old school customer service girl, so not doing a lot of selling online and just hoping that door opens every day at the store.
Warm 101.3.